Zed On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, this is Joe from PHF, and I'm with Jess Fu talking about new metal for Long Player on BFM.
So we're sitting in Western Park on a weird, sunny, windy, damp grass day. It's nice. It's got the wildflowers out here. But I'm sitting here with Joe from PHF, and we're talking about his new album, New Metal.
Kia ora.
New Metal. What can you tell me about that? It's 16 tracks. It's a solid load of work. Yeah, tell me a bit about New Metal.
So I recorded it last year when I was in LA with my friend Nick, who lives in West Adams, which is like kind of near downtown. Like, Jess, you know where West Adams is, right?
Oh, yes.
And we recorded it at his house. Because he's like an engineer and like producer and stuff. And I just stayed at his house for like a couple nights. And we just pretty much cranked it out. And my friend Nick Santana played all the drums on it. I mixed and produced it, and then Ruben mastered it.
So was this all recorded in LA?
But, I mean, I did all the vocals when I got back home.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to sing in front of other people.
Well, you're a musician, you kind of...
I just like recording in my parents' bathroom still.
Do you still do that?
Yeah.
Do you do that for this album?
Yeah.
In your parents' bathroom?
Yeah.
Is it like echoey?
It's just nice because like it's in a big concrete building and I can be really loud and they go away a lot. It just kind of works out. I mean, I'm pretty sure like their neighbors can't really hear me, but yeah.
Yeah, bathrooms have that special quality. It's like when you call someone when they're like in the bathroom, you can tell.
You love a bathroom, Jess?
Yes, yes. Yes, I do. Cool, so the first track that we're talking about today is Imperial Butter. What's the story behind Imperial Butter?
So I wrote that song kind of just by accident. Like, sometimes I just like to lie on my bed and look at the ceiling and just, like, play random chords and just, like, zone out, and then stuff starts to kind of, like, stick. I feel like there's, like, muscle memory with chords and stuff, so you kind of, like, have that in you subconsciously, so you can kind of just like make a song that way. And I just wanted to have heaps of chords basically. And also the dynamic of that song is like the anti-chorus basically, because there's no drop. It just kind of like keeps building but then never goes anywhere, and then just ends on like a really like chill note, I guess.
It does feel like, you know, a bit of a release at the end.
Yeah.
Because I picked the songs that we're talking about today, and I feel like this one, there's just something about this one especially that captivated me. Maybe it's because there is no drop and you want something more, and it's not quite satisfying, so you kind of want more. Maybe that's why I picked.
Yeah, there's like no resolve or something.
Yeah.
Although the ending kind of is a resolve, but it's like also really chill, so that's kind of like not the usual shit I usually do.
Yeah.
So Eat, Meat and Kill is kind of just a song about, like, indulgence, I guess. Like, at the time, I was just, like, leaning really heavily into anything that made me feel good, basically. And just kind of how, like, superficial all that shit is. And just that it's kind of, like, meaningless.
Hello, Mary.
Random people I don't know tell me that I can really sing.
So, all that would tell me that they're wrong. But still, the fact that they said that, that doesn't make me want to pursue any kind of singing career.
Not letting them be a lead singer in a rock band.
So, Combs is basically a song about, like, how you can love someone a lot, but if they don't love themselves, it kind of doesn't mean anything. That's why mental health is so fucked up, and just like, it's just like important to like talk to your friends, even though they can tell you one thing and still think the other. I was just thinking about how fucked up it is that in this country we reacted so quickly to COVID and we've only had like 25 deaths, but then over like 600 people I think a year kill themselves, and we still don't, like, we still haven't really done anything for it. Yeah, we need to take better care of people in this country, honestly. We'll be right back. Marsh is a song that it was kind of another song I made by accident. I was just like playing, now that I have so much like free time, I just like to play guitar basically and just try write a song like most days or whatever. And this one just kind of like wrote itself, train of thought. It's kind of like, again, there's like no drop. It's just real one note. It's supposed to be like really monotonous and like repetitive. Graze, I just wanted to make something like really pretty and soft, but when I listen to it now, it's kind of cringe. Like, it kind of just sounds like Bon Iver or some shit. Like, it's really bad, but I think I was just listening to a lot of Elliot Smith at the time and just wanted to write something like super soft. But that was probably the only song in the album that kind of like built up, because in the end I had like 99 separate audio tracks. Like, I just kept adding to it, and so it just kind of builds and builds, and then like ends with basically like a little like talk piece that I found on YouTube that I really like, that's supposed to be like uplifting, because the like last song now I'm supposed to be kind of like hopefully make you feel good, but yeah, that was the only one that kind of just built and built, and I was like, I have to stop, this is ridiculous. Thank you.
peace of mind. And they just tap their in. So those are some of the things I wanted to mention to help you guys with
staying happy in hard times and keeping a positive mindset.
Even if it does seem like the world is closing in on you. And I've always really had like a self-destructive mind. I've always been really hard on myself.
Unnecessary hardships that don't need to happen. You know, they're going to happen in life anyway, so if you can limit that a little bit, why not try?
Why not just do the most you can to ensure that you're going to come out on the other side a better and happier person? So have your priorities straight.
Know what you need to accomplish, you know?
Know what you need to do and
to succeed and to be a better person.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.